sense of relief they get after they get their vaccine shot, seeing them so happy that they can navigate their life without worrying about getting the virus, that sense of relief that they feel safe, I think that's what makes me so happy about being a community care worker.
That is the voice of Kenneth, a community health worker in the high desert. I spoke to Kenneth as part of Seoul's three-part series titled Life Under a Pandemic. In this episode, we discussed the role CHWs play in the vaccination efforts in rural communities. Kenneth, how did you first get involved with El Sol?
One of the ladies that I volunteered with at CHC, which is California Health Collaborative, told me about El Sol, and it was something that I was so used to doing. I was like, oh, of course, I would love to get back to working with people, working in the community, because it's so fun. It's fun. It's also a way, always like a payback to the community. It builds character. I think that's why I always continue working with community health.
I think that's a great way to see it. But did you have any concerns going into communities as a community health worker during a pandemic?
Not necessarily. I always have this mindset. Everything happens for a reason. So if you're helping people and something bad happens to you, so in this case, if I get COVID, I mean, weighing the options, me helping 10 people in light of helping them is way better than helping, I'd rather help the 10 people than help myself.
I see. That's very honorable, and I'm sure the communities you work in greatly appreciate all you do. I know you mentioned earlier that you mainly work in Adelanto. Has COVID-19 affected the economy of the area?
I would say there's a lack in job placement in North Adelanto, period. Like, as that's a big thing in North Adelanto, but I will say it did cause a lot of people to lose their jobs. It's also affected the way community works in North Adelanto. Outside of job placement and resources, it's kind of, everyone kind of sticks to themselves. They're really cautious of everyone. It creates kind of a divide of community within North Adelanto. So that I think that's one of the main reasons that why our job is so important, especially in low-income and endangered communities, for the lack of better words, is because we're bringing them something that they never thought they already had. I think that's something that I love doing, especially working with my coworker named Vilma. Like, it's so enlightening where we give them resources that literally is right around the corner from them, but they didn't even know about.
Right. Why do you think community members have trouble accessing these resources by themselves?
I think it's a multitude of things. I think a lot of people are kind of, they have their daily routine. If they do have a job, they go to work. They kind of keep themselves in such an isolated way. They don't look for outside resources. They kind of make it on their own because they can't go out into the stores without wearing a mask, or they're afraid of getting sick and dying. They don't go out and look for any other resources if it's going to risk their health.
That's understandable. And I think it also showcases the critical role you and other CHWs play in these communities. But I'm sure it also takes a physical and mental toll on you. So what makes it all worth it?
Every time we do a vaccination event and it's like a huge turnout, people are just so pleased and excited that they are getting vaccinated. So they get that sense of relief they get after they get their vaccine shot, seeing them so happy that they can navigate their life without worrying about getting the virus, that sense of relief that they feel safe, I think that's what makes me so happy about being a community care worker.
That's very interesting to hear. I'm sure some people might wonder if Adelanto residents can simply go to San Bernardino sites. Is there a reason why Adelanto residents can't make it out to San Bernardino?
Mainly because a lot of people in North Adelanto don't have cars. Or if they do have cars, they're not like fresh off like Victor Boat Motors is lot. They're like, they're older cars and they don't have the resources or money to travel outside of the community, travel all the way to San Bernardino, and to come back, and a lot of that they would have to take off work to do so, and they don't have that ability to do so, because a lot of people, they need to work to make a living. So the fact that it's right around from their house, or maybe a street over, and they can possibly make it before they get right when they get off work, I think that's why it's amazing that it's always in the community is next to them.
So it seems that pop-up clinics are the best way to reach this population. Was it hard to set those up in Adelanto?
Not when I first was hired, but as of now, we've had two two successful events, and we have two more coming as well. So,
and who's supporting those efforts?
One of them is, two of them, of course, is El Sol and Loma Linda, and then St. Mary's is hosting next two.
Got it. And from what I know, those are local organizations. Was that a conscious decision?
I think mostly it's because the people who are spearheading these events or spearheading these vaccination events are the people who live in the community. They live there, but they work in environments like St. Mary. So, of course, they want to bring everything that they see on a daily basis home.
So, in a way, they're giving back to their own communities. That's very good to hear. And have you guys seen changes since the clinic started?
I would say yes and no. I guess I could say I've seen more traffic, like within, like there's people out and about because they feel more confident in going out, but I would say still there's still that lack of community.
Got it. So what do you think CHW's role will be in bringing back the sense of community?
I think their role would be definitely building capacity. Telling, this is how I get in my head, like if we're like a plan, all we have to do is give them soil, water, and nutrients. They will do all the rest on their own. Our job is not to do the work for them. Our job is to show them how to do the work and work with them.
I think that is a great metaphor to end this episode on. Thank you, Kenneth, for sitting down with me today. This episode was brought to you by El Sol Neighborhood Educational Center. To learn more about our three-part series, please visit our website at elsolneg.org. Until next time.